I've been searching for years for the perfect knife, only to be disappointed. My favorite knife is named the NOC. That stands for Non-Official Cover, after the most elite and clandestine operatives. This knife is made out of a unique razor-sharp steel, works as a devastating glass-breaking device, and is lightweight. It's made of the same material used in the aerospace industry and Formula One cars. It's designed to be nearly unstoppable when slashing, cutting, and doing precision work. It's genuinely everything I've wanted in a knife, and it's the ultimate tool for any self-reliant American who wants to be prepared. To see the NOC knife in action, including busting out a car window, visit www.nocknife.com. That's nocknife.com. The Micro Spy Tool. This tool has become another favorite with the people who have taken my classes, especially for those individuals who want a way to protect themselves and don't want to carry a gun. The Micro Spy Tool is a discreet and deadly self-defense tool. It's small, easy to conceal, and incredibly sharp. The Micro Spy Tool can be carried in numerous locations, and I've managed to fly with it many times. The shape of the Micro Spy Tool allows you to strike, slash, gouge, and puncture an attacker. The bottom line is, this tool could easily open a major artery. How to create a safe room that costs almost nothing. No one likes to think about what it would be like to experience a home invasion. The terror you would feel waking up in the middle of the night knowing someone was breaking into your home and that you and your family were in danger. Or maybe you're enjoying a movie night with your family when someone breaks your front door down. It's not pleasant to think about, and unfortunately, this is something that many Americans have experienced. There are plenty of people out there who will happily build you a state-of-the-art safe room with fortified walls for $100,000 or so. And if you have even more to spend, a safe room could easily run into seven figures. Some extremely high-net-worth individuals have been known to install ballistic-proof safe cores inside their homes. Some billionaires might build a house with a safe room in mind in the original design. Others hire experts to add a safe room complete with comfortable furniture, a refrigerator, or even a small full kitchen, air filtration system, and communications equipment. Most of us aren't able to spend that kind of money. Fortunately, it's possible to give your family the benefits of a safe room without going broke. The truth is, you can create something that will work just as well for very little money. A safe room isn't so much about having a bunker to escape to in an emergency as it is about having a predetermined place stocked with supplies where you can gather your family if you are ever attacked. Here's how you can do it. Choose the right room. Choosing the right room is crucial, and there are a few things you should think about when deciding where you want to have your safe room. Your safe room needs to be located in the room that belongs to the weakest family member. Obviously, your six-month-old baby cannot escape out of his room to run to the safe room. You also don't want grandma to have to climb up the stairs in a hurry. If you have children, plan to designate their room as the safe room or the room of the youngest child. If you don't have children living in your home, you may want to select a room that's in the interior of your house. If you have a room that has no windows, that could be an excellent option. Reinforce the door. Most doors today are hollow and thin and provide almost nothing in the way of protection. If at all possible, replace hollow doors with a solid wood or steel doors that would be much harder to break down. If you want to take things up a notch, consider replacing a wooden door jamb with a sturdier steel one. This will make it much harder for someone to kick down the door. Make sure there's a high-quality deadbolt on the door to keep out an intruder. Obviously, if you're using a child's room as your safe room, you will have to take all the necessary precautions to make sure they don't lock themselves in, or worse, lock you in. Keep the room stocked with supplies. The idea here is to have a place where your entire family can hide out during a home invasion. However, it's possible you could end up in another type of emergency situation that would require you to remain in the safe room for a longer period of time, such as a riot, a hurricane, or other natural disaster, or a major terrorist attack. Be sure to keep your safe room stocked with the following essential items: cell phone charger, flashlights, batteries, first aid kit, medicine, including any prescriptions your family requires, as well as painkillers and antibiotics, food, water, additional weapons. Use whatever weapons work for you. If you are a gun owner and you opt to keep your gun in someone else's room, always store it in a gun safe. Include a barrier. If possible, it is ideal to have a large, heavy piece of furniture in your safe room. The purpose of this is to have something you and your family can hide behind in the event that shots are fired. You could also hide behind it if you need to shoot back. Put your plan into practice and master it in 7 seconds. Your safe room won't do you any good if you don't have a plan for how to get everyone in it. In Spy Secrets That Can Save Your Life, I talked about how a thump in the middle of the night, that luckily turned out to be just something falling in a closet, provided an excellent opportunity for me to see that my emergency plan works. If you build a safe room, but don't discuss with your family what everyone should do in an emergency, trust me, there will be chaos should the need to use it arise. Talk to your family about what you would like everyone to do if there is a break-in or if the security alarm goes off. Tell the children what to do and where to go. Discuss who is getting the weapon. In my plan, I am the one getting the weapon. I keep my gun loaded in a rapid access safe on my nightstand for easy access. And who will call for help? Practice your security plan until everyone understands their role and can be inside the safe room within 7 seconds. Tactic number 3. Staying safe in the age of internet shopping. Americans are busier than ever, and it's undeniable that internet shopping makes life a lot easier. You can have just about anything delivered nearly anywhere, from groceries and clothes to gun holsters and pet food. It's become completely normal to shop online, but unfortunately, having people bring items to your home brings a threat that most people don't consider. When danger knocks. Lawrence Berry was at his home in Houston with his wife and two daughters when he heard a knock at the door. The holidays were approaching, so when Mr. Berry saw through the door peephole that it was a UPS driver, the individual was dressed in brown, he didn't hesitate to open the door when the man said he needed his signature. Mr. Berry opened the front door, and the delivery man suddenly stuck a gun in his face. The man forced his way inside, and three other armed men appeared and quickly followed. Mr. Berry attempted to grab the gun and got in a tussle with one of the men. The gun discharged and fired bullets into the wall, but thankfully no one was hit. Mr. Berry's wife and two daughters managed to hide in a closet. Mr. Berry was beaten and hit with a stun gun several times. The thieves made off with jewelry and firearms. While this was a horrifying ordeal for Mr. Berry and his family, the end result could have been much, much worse. It's easy to see a brown uniform and think that it's the UPS man. In fact, a colleague of mine once needed to get inside a building for an operation, so we wore all brown, and the receptionist automatically assumed he worked for UPS. He got into the building with no questions asked. It would also be easy enough to impersonate a FedEx guy and keep in mind that extra help around the holidays might not be wearing an official uniform. Amazon hires couriers to deliver items. These individuals drive their own cars, are contract employees, and might be hard to identify. I'm not saying you need to give up having household goods and gifts delivered, but it's important to be vigilant and pay attention to anyone who is approaching your home. Thankfully, there are some easy measures you can take to ensure your safety. Look beyond the uniform. The uniform is just one part of the picture, and it's not enough to ensure that the person is in fact a delivery person. Look for other signs that indicate the person is who he says he is. For example, look for the truck and the handheld computer. It won't do you any good to open the door and then ask for an ID if the person intends to do you harm. Have them hold the ID up before you open the door. Don't sign for packages. Request that any deliveries be left on your porch or wherever you want them, and request that a signature not be required. Don't order items that require a signature for delivery. Have items delivered somewhere else. I've said it before, I don't have anything delivered to my home, not even pizza. I certainly understand the need to have certain items delivered. However, services like UPS or Federal Express offer options for picking up your items at one of their stores. Use technology for tracking. Shipping services and many retailers offer options for tracking packages and are able to offer frequent and accurate updates. You can track your delivery online or on your phone and see the precise time and date your package will arrive. Be careful about what you put in your trash or recycling. You just bought a new large screen plasma TV, or maybe you bought a new computer for your kids. You diligently double check the locks on all your windows and doors nightly, and you always use your alarm. So there's nothing else to worry about, right? Wrong. While yes, you should always practice good safety measures, don't draw extra attention to your home by essentially announcing to criminals that you have brand new valuable items in your home. Thieves know that most people just shove the boxes out in the trash, which is like putting up a red flag that you have something new to steal. When you've worked hard and bought yourself a new and expensive item, take the extra time to cut up the box so that it won't be recognizable to criminals. Spying counters. Put your security measures into practice everywhere you go, even in paradise. I highly recommend making a point of practicing your security measures everywhere you go. Don't get lulled into a sense of complacency because you're visiting the hometown you grew up in or you're on vacation. I recently had a wonderful vacation with my family in Hawaii. The vacation in paradise could have turned into a nightmare if I hadn't made a point of practicing my everyday security routine while away from home. The beach was gorgeous and our house was lovely. The weather was picture perfect and there was a breeze off the ocean that flowed right into the house. While my wife was putting the kids to bed, I went around the house and closed and locked all the windows. I didn't want to risk having our stuff stolen or, heaven forbid, someone snatching one of our kids. I noticed that one of the locks was broken. I didn't like this at all and I set up a booby trap so that anyone trying to climb through the window would end up creating a lot of noise that would wake up the entire house. The next morning, my brother-in-law came over and said, "Did you hear what happened?" It turned out the house next door was broken into during the night. The thieves slipped in through an unlocked window and stole all of their valuables while they were sleeping. At that moment, I was so glad I checked our windows and that I took the time to set up that booby trap, making our house less appealing to the thieves. As always, stay safe at home and everywhere you go. It is my wish that after listening to this audiobook, you feel inspired to think about what actions you can take right now, not later, not tomorrow, not next month, to keep you and your family safer. I never want you to be caught off guard or faced with a situation you're not prepared for, so I hope that, like my CIA buddies who are still out in the field, you'll make a point of practicing these tactics until they become second nature to you. Remember that dangerous situations can happen anywhere at any time, so be vigilant at home, at work, at church, at school, and while traveling. Put simply, life is full of many wonderful things, and being prepared gives you the peace of mind to enjoy life, but also to know you can handle the unpredictable world we live in. Acknowledgements. I'm grateful to my fellow CIA officers who contributed their stories to this audiobook. Our nation is blessed for your service and for your willingness to put your lives on the line for our country. This is Jason Hansen. We hope you have enjoyed this unabridged production of Survive Like a Spy, Real CIA operatives reveal how they stay safe in a dangerous world and how you can too. This program is directed by Lewis Milgram. Executive producer, Aaron Blank. Text copyright 2018 by Jason Hansen. Production copyright 2018, Penguin Random House, LLC. All rights reserved.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.